The Gateway brings you the day's news from the St. Louis region and across Missouri. It also includes stories from the Illinois side of the river and our Metro East reporter, Will Bauer.
In Alton, in Belleville, in East St. Louis, in Edwardsville, in Cahokia Heights, at Scott Air Force Base, I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Listen to reports from Will and all of our journalists weekdays on The Gateway, on the STLPR app, and wherever you get podcasts.
Hey there, this is Sarah Jane Tribble, reporter and host of Season 1 of the Where It Hurts podcast. I spent months hunting for the Sisters of Mercy. They were the nuns who founded the hospital in Fort Scott, Kansas. You can hear what happened to the nuns in Chapter 4. But here's an audio bonus of the moment when I got a first glimpse into their lives. So this is where the Burke Street Hospital was. I'm standing in the shade of the one big tree that's on the front of Burke Street. Jim is honking at me.
I just met Jim, Jim Golden. He told me this grassy field is where one of the town's earlier hospitals stood. It was a grand four-story affair that the Sisters of Mercy built in the 1950s when the town was still booming. Jim's from Fort Scott, and he told me all about it. We said goodbye, but now he's pulling up in his old truck to tell me something else.
You might be able to get some information from that building over there.
Okay.
That was the Sisters of Mercy's convent.
Wait, a convent? There were enough nuns for a convent? I head over and meet Jennifer Quick. It's near closing time, and she's the last one in the building. When I tell her what I'm looking for, she invites me to her office. The air conditioner is blasting.
Yeah, so...
Look at that.
I remember when I was a kid, we would drive by and see the nuns, you know, in their garb and everything out there. And then there's like, they had a dormitory up on the third floor.
So. Oh, I want to see that. We keep talking, and Jennifer lowers her voice.
Do you think the nuns are listening to us? Right?
I'm sure they are. I'm not scared.
I ask her to show me upstairs.
It's really cool, but I can't go up there by myself because it's almost too scary.
We head up together.
I'm gonna see if we can peek in there.
I feel like I'm hunting for ghosts of nuns at this point.
That's what a lot of people think.
Yeah. And I'm not sure how useful it is.
Yeah, no, I know.
We're on the third floor, and the sun is setting outside. There are shadows on the walls.
So this looks like it could have been like bedrooms that connected with each
definitely.
Other.
It definitely
oh, wow.
Is. Yeah.
Were there doors here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
There are places for twin-size beds, and there are sinks in each room. Yeah. I can almost picture a nun sitting on a solitary bed reading the Bible.
Wow, it's like going back in time, almost.
Yeah, exactly. It is really, really interesting.
For me, it's a find. I'm hunting for these nuns, and this got me one step closer. The Where It Hurts podcast is produced in partnership with KHN and St. Louis Public Radio. Check back for other bonus episodes and story updates.